Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right, we are back at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Justin Akre, who wears his seatbelt 100% of the time. Neil Arisman, who wears his seatbelt
101% of the time.
101% of the time. You got like five kids, too. You got to make sure to set a good example. How many you got now?
Six.
Six kids. I missed one, sorry.
You got six kids?
It's hard to keep up.
You need a bus.
Hey, we've looked
into it. You got a bus license? CDL?
Yeah, I've looked into 15-passenger.
Yeah.
Crazy expensive. Buses
they
are
crazy
out of the,
expensive.
Out of the range.
And then Kevin Kelly, who was at 46%.
I'm 97.8% of the time. Mm-hmm.
Coach, thanks for having us back out again this year. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no, grateful to have you guys here. It's always good to have you, and it's always fun to have you guys out here. I wish you could play this year. But
I know. I've got a lot going on right now, unfortunately. We're trying to hire people, and I'm catching up from a week in Mexico, so I feel kind of guilty but if I played golf, so got too much to do.
Hey, at least your tan's good.
Mexico did you good. Seriously, you look good.
I feel a lot better.
You really do. You look relaxed.
I got a massage for the first time.
You're all stressed out. You hadn't yelled at anybody today. Well, you kind of yelled at me a little bit, but I mean, normal
it's for your own good because I care about you.
I know you do.
You're my next co-host.
I know you do. Thank you.
After this current co-host, whenever we announce that, you're the next guy. After that person leaves, you're in. Because you'll be done coaching by then.
Okay. I'm circling.
How many years?
I'm circling. I don't know.
You might be able to take my spot.
I don't want your spot. If you're not here, I'm not here.
No, what a pro. Did you see how fast he answered that?
It's good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're not
stone
here,
cold,
if you're not on. Here, if you're not here, I'm not here.
Well, nobody knows how
Are
long.
Are you saying I'm getting old?
No, I'm just saying you won enough already. Let somebody else have a chance.
I've got tons of years left if I want them.
Yeah. How old are you? 56?
Yeah, 56.
Hey, you got a lot of years left.
Thank you.
You coach one of your 70s.
I really am 56, but I feel like I'm probably 40.
How old are you, coach?
38.
38 years old.
Way by those a long time ago.
Well, the good news is he's got a bunch of kids that'll help take care of when he's older eventually.
Listen,
but you got a long way to
we've
go.
We've been in diapers for 14 years.
That's amazing.
We're like 2 years away and we're gone.
He and his wife both look like they're in their early 30s too. They're doing well. It's amazing.
I don't know how with six kids.
I don't know if that means, like, do those kids 90. Keep you young or do they just tire you out? I mean, what do you think?
Both.
Both. I mean, you know, you get strong carrying them around and then you get worn out chasing them and trying to get them to do what you say. But in the end, like, they bring a lot of joy and a lot of fun. So it keeps you young and keeps you happy.
What's your age gap?
14 to 2.
So you get the older ones policing the younger ones now? You're at that point now, at least?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, you can't spank their butt. That's not.
Yeah.
I know they deserved it, but you got to stop doing that.
But are you at the point yet where you can leave the kids with a 14-year-old yet?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's nice.
My 12-year-old daughter will run the ship if we're gone and take care of everybody.
I love it.
I think that's one of the good things that can teach is they learn what real responsibility is. You know, the dog's one thing, but the little sister, little brother, that's another.
They don't have any, like, fake – understanding of what relationships are like, and like, you know, that's big. And then the responsibilities help them a lot, help them grow up quick. And you have not because you ask not around our house. Like, if you don't ask for it, you ain't gonna get it. So they get in there and fight, and they figure out how to make it happen. And I like it. You know, it creates some independence, and it's been fun.
I have friends who are young parents, and I'll tell them, I'm like, there's these stages you go through. Like, we're out of diapers. Oh man, it's so nice. And then it's like, when you can leave the kids at home. Without a sitter, you get to that one checked off, it's like then you and your wife can have some normal, like, you know, it's like you get to be spontaneous again. It just completely changes your situation. You're like, you want to go to dinner tonight? Yeah. Hey, kids, you're home. Bye. We're out.
I'll tell you another game changer that this should increase the value around all schools of property. We started moving to our we moved close to our school so our kids could walk to their practices.
Ah.
So, you know, because there's so much car pulling for soccer and for football and basketball and all that stuff. I'm like, let's move to the school. Our kids can walk to school and they can walk to practice. Game changer, because then you're not chasing kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I
if you want to walk down there and watch them, you can. If you got something to do, you can get there a little late. You don't have to worry about getting them there on time. It's their job to get there. So that's a game changer, too.
It's a great
My
idea.
Wife's been trying to talk me into that.
Yeah.
She's like, we need to move right over by the school.
Your kids, you probably have a lot of activities going between that many kids. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine. Let's talk about what's going on with your guys at the Trojan wrestling team here. And you said Stephen Little's going to come on with us a little bit later. He's virtually a household name now. I mean, he's been here for so long and so good for so long. But we'll visit with him and some of your other guys. What are they doing this time of year? What's going on with them?
So we just finished season. We finished top 25 again. You know, Stephen Little became a three-time All-American, which is the most decorated athlete in Little Rock school history. Took third in the country. And so, you know, super pumped for him. Finishing, we go right into Olympic style. So we just got back from the U.S. Open, got the world team trials at the end of the month. And then after that, there's kind of a break. It's camp season. And then they go home for a few weeks in July, and then we roll right into preseason.
Gotcha. And did most of the guys stay on campus through the summertime?
Yeah, so all of our guys stay here until mid-July, and they go home for about 3 weeks. And it's just not a sport anymore where, you know, if you're not acting like a professional, you're gonna fall behind.
Yeah.
And it's not a missing out thing. It's just a consistency, small little gains every day make a big deal instead of trying to come back at preseason and make up for 2 months.
Right.
So,
what's this tournament do for your program?
Man, it brings so much value to our program. You know, just from a operational standpoint, it helps us keep coaches, help us with travel, you know, equipment, things like that. But I think more importantly, it's the relationships. I think we have a lot of people who support wrestling that come to this tournament, and it's a way to keep them engaged throughout the season. You know, season's over, we move right into the off season. It's a way to keep them updated on what's going on and excited about the future. And it's just been a really, really cool atmosphere for us.
Absolutely. Neil Arisman's joining us, the Little Rock Wrestling head coach. We're here for their golf tournament, which is a little bit odd. We asked Coach earlier about would we rather wrestle a golfer or play golf against a wrestler. And you said you got a couple of guys who are pretty good sticks.
Yeah, they can swing it. I got a couple that have played in high school. And then, you know, Stephen Little and Cale Keck have a standing tee time every Wednesday. They play.
I love that.
That's usually our day off. So they've gotten pretty good. I know they have a little team scramble out at Burns, you know, once a year, and they have a competition. So
it's fun.
I imagine that, you know, there's not a lot of rules being broke there or bent when they play. But
Well, Coach and I disagree on this issue, and I got to see a beefcake wrestler or beefcake golfer that I don't think I would rather wrestle than play golf against one of these guys. Although my game is not really very good right now, so that's part of it. If I was feeling better about my golf game, I might go the other way. But
I just think if you look at those, I'm thinking all WWE guys.
I'm going to look at. I'm
if
see
I look at these guys,
if there's a 240-pound golfer at Little Rock that I'm not aware of, then that may be a different deal. They're actually at their conference. Is it men's and women's in Tallahassee, Nate? Just the women? What are the men doing? Okay, Wake Forest next week. Yeah, they've had a great program. They've had a really good run. But anyway, we'll delve into that a little deeper later. So,
yeah, I think you'd be fine against, you know, a golfer, especially if you got someone coaching you up. You got a wrestling background. You know, you've seen it a lot. You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look at this roster and just see if there's a man I don't think I can take. There's a guy named Vigo. I don't know. Oh, yeah, sounds like a guy I don't mess with, but he's from Finland. This is probably, I'm going to find out one of these guys are like, you know, like 5'9", a buck 08, and he's going to come. Oh, there's a 6'4 golfer from England.
I don't want to call him out, but I want that guy.
You want the kid from Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Red South with his little mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Red South, he got a good-looking mustache,
Which
buddy.
One you want?
I want him also, actually.
We didn't say it was a tag team
match.
What are we doing here?
It's a handicap tag team match.
If we do that, I really like our chances. That's cool. So what? You guys have a raffle going today, right?
We do have a raffle.
Is that just for the golfers or people outside can participate?
That is everybody.
Okay.
People outside.
How do they do that?
That's a great question.
Okay, thank you.
Check our social media, our X, our Instagram. We'll have it available on there. You can go on. We have lots of cool things. We have you can get a full set of irons in the raffle, custom fit.
Okay.
So Titleist, Callaway, and Ping.
Nice.
So really, really nice stuff. The guys were all mad because I won it last year, so I had to give it away.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I felt bad. And then we have some memorabilia that we're going to have. We're going to have a Stephen Little signed poster, and then we're going to have a singlet signed by two of our All-Americans, Matthew Bianchi and Stephen Little. And then we have a wrestling day experience where you come in, you get mat side seats, you get like a sweet feel, you get food, you get to go watch us warm up, you get to watch us make weight, you get to watch us do all the fun stuff. So,
I'm looking through your Twitter account. I'll find the details on this for sure.
Well, I'll have them posted as we speak.
Okay, cool. All right, let's see what else I was going to ask you. So. So people who participate, I guess, or you have teams typically, or people that come as individuals, or what? What's the deal, or some of both?
So we mostly have teams, businesses that come to support, a lot of families, a lot of people that know wrestlers, all over the country. We have a team. We have a family coming from the state of Washington today to play golf
gosh.
Here in Little Rock. So
wow, that's cool.
Pretty cool. We do have some individuals, but for the most part, it's teams.
You know, with basketball, we talk about this, and certainly with the college football realm, it's a big deal. when your team makes it into the tournament, are there financial ramifications for your team making it to the NCAAs? Is there any benefit to the school?
No, that's the beauty of wrestling. Like, we don't do it because we get paid, right? Like,
I got it. Yeah.
You know,
we just need to work on our TV contract, I guess.
That's right. The way I look at it is the NCAA tournament starts with 33 people, which they have one wrestle-in match. So you kind of start in the round of two, mm-hmm. or the second round, the round of 32, like you would in basketball. So you're kind of already one ahead by just making it to the tournament. And it's an incredibly hard thing to do. Making the NCAA tournament's a big deal. And so,
how many Division I wrestling programs are there now?
I think there's 85 now.
Okay.
So, once you make it to the tournament, to become an All-American, like, you actually have to wrestle that out. That's not like something where you have a whole group and there's a vote.
There's no committee.
And, yeah, you know, it's not like, well, Justin loves Little Rock and, you know, you love Little Rock, so this guy's going to get in. Like, mm-hmm. you got to physically go out and fight someone and earn it. I think that's the beauty of it.
I love that. So I was going to ask you, too, I guess, about there's individual competitors, right? Cause, and it's just like, because I was looking at the golf situation, you know, Arkansas is going all the way out to Corvallis, even though they're one seed, which is weird.
Yeah.
But the individuals can qualify, right? And then also you're trying to win a team championship, too.
Correct. Yeah. So it's based off, it's kind of a three-tier system. I won't get too deep into that. That'll be confusing. But you basically earn your way throughout the year, and you allocate a spot for the conference. So, you know, 157, us three wrestle 157. Two of us meet the criteria to earn a spot. You have to finish top two at the conference to go.
Okay. And then you get to compete in the nationals.
And then you get to compete in the nationals.
Okay.
And then you score, the way you win your matches, you score team points for the team as you advance, and either through the front side or the consolation side. So
you don't get like teams that qualify. You have to qualify as an individual, and then your points go towards a team total.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha. That's interesting. So it's like, track and field.
Yeah, very much like that.
Okay.
My favorite thing maybe about wrestling, tell me if I'm wrong on this, because I've always thought maybe I'm wrong. I was, when I first brought wrestling to Pulaski Academy, I had to coach them for 2 years, I think. And my favorite thing was that if two kids in the same weight class wanted to be the, you know, you got to wrestle one of them, they just wrestled. And whoever won, you know,
yeah.
I'd have somebody come in and judge it, and it wasn't me, and I'm like, well, they beat you. I mean, they're in. And it's not the same in other sports. It's subjective, right? I mean, I'm going to play who's the best, and sometimes it's clear cut, but who's the best right guard out of these two guys? Who's the best quarterback out of these two guys? You know, but wrestling and tennis and golf, it's clear cut. Go beat the other one, and you're only, or is there ever a time when you know we're wrestling somebody, and this guy that we're playing, this guy that we're competing against, he's really good in this class at this. The one that could win head up is not the best one. Does that ever factor in?
I mean, it does, but you know, there's a lot of directions I could go with that. You know, it's not always about beating your teammate. It's about beating other people. And sometimes when we go to events, we have two guys at the same weight, and you have a guy like maybe you beat me every single time in the wrestling room, but you're not winning out there and I'm winning out there, right? So you do have a little bit of that element. And you know, you also have the element where you know the guy's better for the culture.
Yeah.
You know, you know the guy fights harder, and
so there's still a lot of subjectivity in there.
There is, yeah. But in the end, when it comes down to it, and you're going to conference and you don't know who the guy is, you say, "All right, there's the mat. Let's go. Let's figure it out." That's the cool part.
Yeah. Does that go on all through the year? Do you have competitions throughout the year for a certain weight representation?
Yeah, I mean, we've had times where we've had to have wrestle offs, like two or three wrestle offs, to see who goes to the Pac-12 tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's a tough time because, like, my freshman year, I was the starter, and I won my wrestle off, and then coach just said, "Hey, we're going to go with this guy."
Even though you won it,
and I won it handily.
That's tough.
So you know, that's always a tough situation.
Was he right?
I think he was right, because the guy had some experience, he had some knowledge, and he'd already had one pretty good win, which the way that it fell in the brackets really put him in a really good chance to go to the national tournament. So,
Did he make it?
Yeah, he did. He did well, too. You know, do I believe he was 100% right? No. But I can see his thought process afterwards.
Gotcha. Coach, thanks for having us. Got to hit a break, and we'll talk to some of your guys coming up.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Very good. Thank you.